It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This time of year, cabin fever sets in and a lot of Iowans get wanderlust. But there's a difference between going on vacation someplace warm and really traveling. With me now are two friends whose friendship was forged through a love of travel. Horizon broadening, life changing travel. Jana Graber is a Colorado-based travel journalist and TV producer. She's the author of two travel anthology books, Chance Encounters, Travel Tales from Around the World, and Adventures of a Lifetime. She's currently managing editor at Go World Travel Magazine. Hello, Jana.
Hi, nice to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here today. And also, Melanie Hercepeda is here. She's an elementary school principal in San Antonio. She also grew up in Iowa. Hello, Melanie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. Thank you for being here today. And your relationship, your love of travel came to our attention through an article that you wrote, Jana, entitled How a Girl from Iowa Introduced Me to the World. So take us back to when the two of you first met. You were at school in Indiana?
We were going to college in Indiana, and both of us were on the softball team and both injured. And we sat on the bench and just slowly became friends and ended up being roommates. And growing up in Colorado, I never thought much about the rest of the world. You know, you live in the middle of a big country, you know, you're often not exposed to that. But my new roommate, Melanie, had just gotten back from spending the summer in Austria. And night after night, she would tell me stories of Europe, of the people she met and the things she saw, what she did. And eventually, like Chinese water torture, she wore me down. And I said, all right, let's go. And that first freshman year of college, we took off and went to Europe over Christmas break. And that's really changed everything.
So, Jana, when you were hearing these stories and you decided, you know, I want to go and experience more of the world, I want to try out this travel thing, I'm curious why you didn't choose a study abroad program or some sort of service program like Melanie was describing, but you decided basically to take a vacation.
Yes. Well, actually, that vacation led me to a study abroad program. I had thought about doing a study abroad in Spain, but when I went with Melanie, we rented a car and drove across Europe, which is, you know, now that I think about it, kind of crazy for a couple of 19 and 20 year old girls. But we ended up in Austria, and Austria just changed everything for me. And we had one experience where we were so incredibly lost, and Melanie said, well, just roll down the window at the stoplight and ask someone. So here we are in a foreign country, not knowing any of the language. And I rolled down the window and ended up that the people were so kind. They pulled over, showed us the, you know, where to go. And then when they saw we were lost, they had us follow them to where it was. And later they invited us for coffee. And long story short, we met some friends that day, and I decided right after that vacation that I would go study abroad, and ended up living in Vienna for 2 years from just stopping at a stoplight and talking to strangers.
So you went from thinking, why would I ever leave Colorado, to living in Europe for 2 years. Yeah. What was the epiphany that you had? What made you completely change your mind?
You know, just the opportunity to see that there is a lot more out there than what we see every day. You know, a lot of us spend most of our lives within a circle of maybe an hour around our city, and so we forget that the rest of the world is out there. But when you have the opportunity to see how other people live, to appreciate some of the things that they appreciate, and wow, it just opens up your world, and you realize the world is just one big, great backyard that you can explore. You're not tied to just your city. And understanding that people, no matter where we are in the world, we're more alike than we are different. And just realizing those two things, the world is open, and yet there's something out there for me, is kind of what changed me and set me on my career path as a travel journalist.
Now, there are different kinds of traveling. You can travel in a lot of different ways. And I mentioned, you know, you can go on vacation to someplace warm. You can go to Walt Disney World and not see, you know, anything of anything outside this imaginary world. But when you travel, do you have some advice for people to really have a cross-cultural experience as opposed to just seeing stuff?
You know, one thing that I would say that traveling in many different places and many different venues, I've been on cruises, I've been on, you know, best friend trips, I've been on, you know, things with family, but my opinion, and Jen and I talked about this, that a lot of times if you plan something, and this is just an opinion possibly, but if you plan something with city and nature, you know, if you just do, an example, the Paris thing, okay, that's great, you got to do the specific things that define Paris and give you that tourist experience, but if you're able to, even if you don't drive a car, you can take a train. But if you also have a time to relax and also see more of a countryside or more of a relaxed experience versus run, rush. Here's another room of expensive, priceless treasures. You know, after a while, you become almost desensitized to these amazing things. But if you kind of balance tourist with a little maybe break and nature, if you're able to do that, really makes a full trip. That's one thing I've experienced. And then Jen and I were talking one time about just the whole attitude, how you go. If you're just humble and you're really there just to learn and be interested, expect to be inconvenienced, expect at times to be uncomfortable, expect to feel lost if you're not literally lost. And just, I think if you just approach it with, you know, a little bit of faith and one of the things that my grandpa would always say, you know, a good Iowa grandpa saying is, you know, you may have experience that is bad right now, but if you have a good attitude, give it enough time, it can be a funny story around the dinner table someday. And so just having some kind of approach that, you know, you are going to have some bad experiences, but put into perspective, value what's different, value what other people bring to the table, and just be a learner. You know, just go and be willing to learn. And people receive that, and you get that back in kind.
Jana, do you have anything you want to add to that?
I think a lot of it is just attitude, like Melanie said. Go with an open mind. And sometimes our expectations, you know, if we have super high expectations for something or we expect it's going to be one way and then it's not, that can lead to disappointment. So sometimes just going without expectations and then finding wonder and joy in the little things. You know, I find when I travel, I have different eyes. I see things in more detail. I see things through other people's eyes, and that brings a real joy to travel. I think a lot of my stories reflect that wonder and of discovery and experience in travel, and that just brings an added aspect to travel.
You know, I have one example is you hear the phrase "the ugly American," and you know you're kind of cringe when you're there. You think, "Ooh, it does exist." One time, I was in a plaza, right, and it was in Vienna, and you know we were there, and I'll never forget an American woman. It was obvious she was American. She just stood there and kept yelling out, "Doesn't anybody speak English here? This is ridiculous. Doesn't anyone speak English?" And that made a huge impression on me that although she was just, you know, probably a very good person, just at a point of frustration, but I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, it just kind of made me think, I never want to be to that point. And so just kind of go with the flow.
Now, Jana, for you, this was obviously a real life changer, and you became a travel journalist. For you, Melanie, you went into a career in education. I wonder how your experiences traveling the world have informed your career in education.
You know, it definitely to me, it's formed who I am and how my approach to anybody that's different. You know, thinking back when I grew up, and again, you know, in the time period I grew up in Iowa and my setting, I grew up in small town Iowa, you know, outside of Des Moines and farm country,
which small town?
Dallas Center area. Okay. And so I had a wonderful, I mean, it's the best place to grow up, in my opinion, is you know, Iowa. I just had such a good experience, but I wasn't exposed to a lot of, at that time especially, I wasn't exposed to a lot of people that were different than I was, you know, whether it be how we look or religion. And so as you get older and you're more inserted into the world, you hear a lot about, you know, whether you want to call it tolerance or you want to call it accepting diversity, you know, all those phrases. What it is, it's about serving each other. It's about knowing, like Jana had stated, that we're more alike than different. And these are like really cheap phrases, but when it comes to what you do, and as an educator, what I do, no matter where I am, we serve students, we serve families. I happen to be in a diverse community that I work in now, and I'm the minority. I think my experiences of travel have, you can have philosophies, but do you really know how you are when you have to live it? And to me, my job has a moral responsibility aspect because I educate children. And for me, that means that you take the person and you value them. And so by traveling and being uncomfortable and having some things that don't go right or having some misunderstandings culturally, but then overcoming them and understanding them and seeking to understand, it directly impacts, I believe, that, you know, every child is value, and I need to serve, you know, help them to be a better person.
Now, the two of you lost contact with each other for about 10 years. And then, Jana, you made the decision to find Melanie and reconnect. What was it that brought you back together?
Well, actually, I was speaking at a career day at one of our inner city schools here in Denver, and someone asked me how on earth I chose to go into travel writing and how I became interested, this girl from Denver, into, you know, writing about the world. And so I thought back, and I told them about that first trip that Melanie took me on and how she gave me the example of just being open to others and to listen to others. And I came back and realized, you know, what an impact that moment had had on my life. And I decided that I needed to reach out and see where she was and, you know, reconnect. And it was a very precious friendship, and that's something that should not be lost. And so got back in touch, and I recently wrote her story in a new one of my books. And it really is. She is the kid from Iowa that introduced me to the world. So
the two of you have started traveling together again. You've taken a number of trips together, and one of the important trips you took together was after you lost your mom, Melanie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why did you feel like traveling was something you needed after such an important loss?
I think if this happens to everybody. You go through, your career becomes probably a focus, and having moved away from home, I think I needed to reconnect not only to my mom through finding who I was. And I think, you know, like Jenna, you know, we had lost touch. And honestly, it had to happen, but there was a time where I just couldn't travel. It can't always be about travel if you're focusing on your career and your life. But when I lost my mother, it just kind of, I think people that have lost moms that are in that club can understand it's, for me, it was one of the hardest things I've ever been through. So just reconnecting with what's important, who I am. It's about finding who you are. It's about knowing who you are, and what do I want to be next? So, yeah, that was kind of a catalyst in a way of, okay, now I need to focus a little bit more. My career is important, but what else is there? So I'm just so grateful that, you know, I have a friend like Jana that I may have inspired her in the beginning, but she inspires me to, you know, continue on that. And by traveling or just by the friendship that we have, it kind of keeps me balanced. So, yeah, that's kind of what happened for me.
Jana, as you're bringing stories of your travels to readers in the United States and all over the world, a lot of us, the way that we interact with the rest of the world is through our consumption of news. So in the last week, we've been thinking a lot of Paris and the terrorist attacks in Paris. I know that you had an experience trying to be a travel writer after the terrorist attacks on 9/11 in the United States, that you really ran into a lot of obstacles there. What can you communicate about the rest of the world to people who may even not travel but have an interest in travel? What can you communicate through this kind of journalism that we don't get from our day-to-day news consumption?
Actually, just introducing them to other people. Sometimes when we travel, we get the opportunity to cross paths with people we would otherwise never meet. And in Paris once, I was robbed. I lost everything. I didn't have any money. I had nowhere to stay. And ended up at a YWCA hotel with no money. I literally was at wit's end. And this young Parisian woman said, well, come inside. Come into the hotel. And I watched her take out her purse, and she pulled money out of her wallet, and she paid for me to get a hotel room, just a woman I met on the street. So when I think of Paris, I think of her. I think of her kindness and how she didn't have to help me, but she did. And understanding that there are people like that all over the world that you would have the opportunity to become friends with, is if you only had the chance, is something very special.
Jana, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Charity. We appreciate your time.
Jana Graber is a Colorado-based travel journalist and TV producer. Her most recent book is Chance Encounters, Travel Tales from Around the World. And Melanie, thank you.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Melanie, her Zepeda grew up in Iowa. She is an elementary school principal in San Antonio. Talk of Iowa is produced by Dennis Reese, Lindsay Moon, Emily Woodbury, and Claire Roth. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. I'm Charity Nebbe. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio News.